Gender dysphoria happens when emotionally, psychologically, your biological sex doesn't match the gender you feel. And for children, this can be especially traumatic. Cass Harrington for Side Effects Public Media introduces us to a transgender girl who's making the transition to female in a conservative Illinois town.
Hi!
She just came from dance, nice, and this is great.
In 2016, I visited Kay's house in Washington, Illinois, about 20 minutes outside Peoria. It's a small community of about 15,000 people, known for its megachurches and its charming town square. On this visit, Kay was 8, about to start 3rd grade. I'm using her nickname, also the first letter of her name, for privacy. She and her family have received hateful comments, even been the subject of protests at school board meetings since she came out as a girl. Kay greeted me with a shy smile and led me upstairs to show me her room. Everything from the walls to the fluffy carpet had bright pops of lime green and hot pink.
Like my bedspread, it expresses my all the colors I like since I'm a neon person.
You have literally every color in the rainbow in your room.
And I have neon and nail polish. The stuff I mostly have is girly-ish. Not really, boys would mostly hate it.
Almost in contrast to her kingdom of neon and sparkles, Kay was a little timid and soft-spoken. But there was one topic she addressed without hesitation, her identity.
Even if I had the wrong body parts, still, I mean to be a girl, not a boy.
So what do you like about being a girl? That's something I've taken for granted my whole life.
Instead of having to hide it all, what I like, I can express what I like.
Kay says she always knew she was a girl, but she had to get her family on the same page. Her mother, Amy, were also using just her first name to protect her identity, says they initially brushed it off.
It's just a phase. This'll be all right. Eventually, you know, when he grows up, this all just go away. Because in my mind, I really thought in binary terms of male and female.
Kay began insisting she was a girl around kindergarten. Her parents are devout Catholics, so the notion of transgender didn't initially fit within their beliefs. Amy says they even tried to force boy toys on Kay. One Christmas morning in particular turned into an emotional breakdown when Santa delivered toy trucks instead of Barbie dolls. Amy says it seemed the more they suppressed Kay's feminine tastes, the more depressed and anxious she became. Even bedtime prayers escalated.
As far as, God, please let me die so I can have my right body. God, please let me grow up to be a mommy. I mean, just all these please. And then the thing that finally got me is, Mom, you told me that God doesn't make mistakes. And I said, God doesn't make mistakes. God is, you know, perfect. Well, he made a mistake with me.
He gave me the wrong body.
How did that make you feel as a mother to hear those words?
At the time, it crushed me. And I thought, what am I teaching my kid? Even now, it hurts to think about it. Because God doesn't make mistakes.
That's when Amy and her husband decided to get help. Amy says she pored over books about gender dysphoria and reached out to the local transgender community. Finally, the family packed up their minivan and drove 3 hours to Chicago to see a pediatrician at Lurie Children's Hospital.
People are coming from hours away, and that really makes things complicated.
That's Dr. Lisa Simons. She's one of the pediatricians at Lurie's Division of Adolescent Medicine. Simons says when she sees kids and their parents for the first time, she often just listens to her patients and validates their experiences.
I think some of the most important services that we offer are not medical or mental health related. Obviously, some of those are, but the needs of every person is so unique and different.
But there is a common struggle. Transgender youth are at a higher risk for mental health disorders, including depression and suicide, than their non-transgender peers. That's why Simon says social support and gender-affirming care is like armor that keeps trans people from debilitating mental illness. Which brings us back to Kay. That first appointment at Lurie's led her parents to accept that their daughter's behavior wasn't just a phase. They enrolled her in school as a girl. They even found a church in Chicago that allowed her to wear a dress for her first communion ceremony.
A tiger,
So this one's your favorite?
Yes.
2 years later, Kay is now weeks away from starting fifth grade. Her room has changed. It's a soft lilac color adorned with posters of Katy Perry.
Taylor Swift, we're having a feud, and then this was actually about her.
Kay is growing up, more confident in herself, and she has advice for others who are afraid to explore their identity.
I would just want to tell them, just don't be scared. Otherwise, nothing will happen. And nothing will change, and then you'll just be sad and just you won't be happy like you want to be.
There's another change ahead for Kay. She's about to go on a puberty blocker to stop facial hair and a deeper voice from developing. Male puberty will go on pause, so if Kay decides to go through female puberty, she'll have an easier transition. That's a ways away. Right now, Kay's anxious about her growing homework load and finding a best friend. I'm Cass Harrington for Side Effects Public Media.